In a photo studio in Northeast Minneapolis, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.
Okay, just getting a light thing here. Oh, yeah.
Shelley Mossman is an award-winning photographer who creates otherworldly portraits of children, often with animals. And one of the many unusual things about her photos is that she tells children not to smile.
No smiling, kind of serious. Okay, the smiling is not going to work with my stuff. I want it to be a little bit, I wouldn't say serious, but unpredictable. Oh, the guys, this is great. He's a natural, your cat.
Mossman has this ongoing project she calls the Animal Child Series. The first time I ever saw one of these photos, it was a picture of a group of kids in a living room with a live horse. I wasn't sure it was real. Mossman's photos look like 19th century oil paintings or illustrations from a leather-bound fairy tale book. The unsmiling children in Mossman's world seem powerful, even a little menacing.
I just want to go into a different mood. I want to bring out a different realm. And I kind of want to make it moody. I like moody.
Mossman likes dressing kids in elegant costumes. They sometimes even wear crowns.
And this is my storage and dressing room.
She keeps racks of vintage clothing in her studio so she can mix and match outfits from different eras to create a timeless image.
I loved that it looked almost dangerous.
When Patty Hall first saw one of Mossman's photos, it kind of took her breath away.
I don't know, it looked like a different perspective on how we capture youth.
Patty is a mom and a theater artist. She's brought her 14-year-old son, Will, to Mossman's studio, along with their pet cat.
You know, he's super easy to handle. He just kind of does whatever. He's a really chill cat. You know, he's great.
Will is about 6'2", with sandy-colored hair that flops in his eyes. Mossman's dressed him up in a cherry red marching band jacket. It looks like it's from the late 1800s. Underneath, he wears an Atari t-shirt. It's a wink to his love of video games, but with a vintage twist.
So what I'm going to have you do is kind of sit up a little straight.
Will sits in front of a tapestry. It's of an autumn forest scene with orange and rust-colored leaves.
Remember pinkies? And then sit up slowly. Let's just see what happens. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Will's cat climbs on his back and shoulders. Going.
And kitty, kitty! I mean, we got that.
It's amazing.
If you look at the arc of Mossman's career, these animal child portraits are relatively new. After graduating from the Minneapolis College of Art and Design in the mid-1990s, she spent nearly two decades shooting weddings. Lots of weddings. Over 500 of them. And she loved it.
I thought it was almost unnatural to have such a fun job and make that kind of money. But I enjoyed it for a very long time.
But then about 10 years ago, things changed. There was the recession. There was the shift from film to digital photography. Mossman had to figure out how to reboot her business. One day, back in 2013, she spontaneously took a picture of a friend's daughter and her Pomeranian. And that's how the Animal Child series got started. Now she's shot over 80 of these portraits. As a wedding photographer, Mossman would parachute into other people's lives to capture a specific moment, something they'd carefully curated. But now, she gets to be the curator. People pay her to be characters in the stories and world she wants to make. Will's mom, Patty, was happy to let Mossman work her magic. Today's photo session is a way for Patty to freeze a moment in Will's life before it passes her by.
I think he's got like 5 minutes left of his childhood. And I love the idea that that's going to be the portrait that we have of him, is the last moment before he's a man. And how close do you think that is to the truth? How close do you feel to being a man?
I don't know. I've never been a man before, so I can't really judge.
I suppose.
As much as Mossman's work is constructed in a studio with outfits and styling, there's a spontaneous wildness to her photos. It comes from her signature combination of animals, children, and a storybook backdrop.
Everything needs to remain spontaneous. Yeah, a lot of the images that I've created, I couldn't have planned myself. I just put myself into the predicament, and then certain things just reveal themselves. And I'm actually still confused about it. I'm just happy people like it. This is great. I think he's getting into it.
For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.
Kitty is having something to say over there.